Well, I think it's paramount, that relationship. Maybe the most important relationship in a NFL building. You know, this is a we, not me profession. And that's true whether it's upstairs, downstairs, or between those lines. I think that culture and that environment is paramount to be successful on the field. One that, you know, with help by a lot of coaching staff, we've been able to transpire into the organization we're in. And I'm looking forward into building that with Ryan, with the McCaskies, with our coaching staff moving forward. Well, that's a lot for, you know, a guy that's not talked to him yet. I think I feel good about whoever that is. I'm looking forward to getting to know Jake. He did text me, welcome me to Chicago, was very excited that I was coming here, which I thought was a nice move. I just reminded him that this game's only fun when we win, and we will, that I was looking forward to getting to see him. So I'm looking forward to seeing Jake face-to-face, and we're going to start that relationship and that process. It doesn't matter what player here. We're going to start that process, and I'm not there yet. You know, kind of like the first question, you know, my energy right now has been hiring a staff. I think, you know, we're in off-season mode. I know it's important. We have people in the building that evaluate that roster. Personally, I've not dug into that. To the defensive question, whether you're 3-4, 4-3, you know, spending 25 years in this league as a head coach or defensive coach, I think sometimes maybe on the outside more is made of that than reality. We're going to put our players in the best position for them to have success. That's how we're going to earn their respect moving forward because they know we can help them. Whether that's a 3-4 or 4-3 has not been determined yet. You know, I don't know that yet. This is a very fluid process. I met with all of them all day Saturday, so all but two. I got to be honest. There's two guys that were out of town I did not meet with, but I've talked to everybody that's on the current staff, explained to them that Ryan Pace, myself, the Bears organization would honor all things going forward. There's a protocol you go through in this league as far as guys changing jobs and that kind of thing. But, you know, I can't determine that now. There's a lot, obviously, some good coaches on this staff. You know, I had a, you know, team full of coaches back at Denver. So it's a fluid process. And, you know, we're going to try to locate the best human talent there is and then move forward, try to motivate them to be the best they can be every day. And that's really coaches and players. You know, I think like most things, it's not automatic, but the more you do it, the better you should get. It's not always the case. But I think if you're passionate about what you're doing, it does help you. Sometimes in life, some of the things you make bad decisions on, you learn as much from as good decisions. So, you know, I hope it helps moving forward. I think it helped me the second time. You know, there's no manual for being a head coach. People ask me all the time, guys on my staff, coach, do you think this guy will be a head coach? And I have no idea. I mean, I had no idea what kind of head coach I'd be. So it's like holding Jell-O. It's a tough job. It's lonely at the top. It's a very competitive business. So I think I'm saying the experience did help. Well, it's a job. You know, it doesn't fall out of the sky. I think just like your own children, you're teaching young men how to be better young men. And that's in this element, that's in the element of life. It's not always perfect, but I think to block 36 power or the right footwork to block a three technique, which is very important. It's also important to teach young men about all the relationships of life.